Touchstone Place Clubhouse in Wetaskiwin, which provides support and social interaction for people living with mental illnesses, has been notified by Recovery Alberta that their funding contract will end on April 30, 2025. Touchstone is operated under the nonprofit Charitable Society Unlimited Potential Community Services, UP, and received the majority of the funding for Touchstone from Alberta Health Services, AHS, before its restructuring in late 2023. Recovery Alberta was established as a healthcare agency for mental health and addiction services. The organization has been reviewing programs, services and programs to determine if funding being provided falls under their purview. They have decided the service is not needed or have chosen through whatever methodology they have to cancel the funding, for Touchstone, said UP Chief Executive Officer Bruce Armson in an interview. Armson said without the funding from the government, the clubhouse will close, as UP is a charity and already tops up the funding for Touchstone. We're not in a position where we can continue to operate without funding, he said. The clubhouse is open to anybody who is coping with mental illness, said Armson. There's a whole range of different folks that attend the clubhouse and for many, that is their anchor point in the community, he said. Armson added when the members are struggling, the clubhouse is where they come for support and guidance, both from the staff and from their peers. Our concern, of course, is the members and the impact to the members and them no longer having access to that support. UP has operated Touchstone Place since 2006. Before that, it was operated by Good Shepherd. The members are actively advocating for the clubhouse to stay in place and we certainly support them. It's their clubhouse, said Armson. David Taylor, who lives with a seizure disorder, says he's been a member at Touchstone for 30 years. He enjoys stopping in for games, coffee and their holiday meals. They also help him when he needs to use a computer. I like going there and talking to people, he said. I love it there. It's been one of the best places there ever was. The clubhouse also helped him get into housing years ago. His condition is managed with medication and he doesn't have seizures anymore unless he becomes stressed. When he's struggling, it's the clubhouse he goes to for support. He says he's comfortable and relaxed there because of the welcoming, supportive staff. You couldn't ask for better people, Taylor said. We are mental health people and we need our club. Taylor, 71, is retired and living on a pension. What's next to go? I don't get enough money on my pension for housing. Where is it going to stop? Touchstone was notified verbally on February 20 that the contract was not being renewed and again via email on February 26, according to clubhouse worker Amanda McGuire. I think it's devastating, not only for the staff but the members, said McGuire, adding they average about 30 drop-ins a day. While the staff can find new jobs, the members will be the most impacted, she said. After working at Touchstone for 13 years though, it's hard, she said. I don't see it changing. We're just trying to run the clubhouse as normal as possible until the end. The funding cut does not affect UP's other program located in Wetaskiwin, Serenity House. While Touchstone is a community drop-in support center for adults coping with mental illness, Serenity House is a residence. The Pinoca Rising Sun Clubhouse has also been notified its contract with Recovery Alberta will be ending April 30. Recovery Alberta is a health agency responsible for frontline delivery of clinical mental health services such as psychiatric acute care, medical detox, and health services within the correctional facilities. Unfortunately, this puts some services previously funded by AHS, Recovery Alberta out of scope, reads a provided statement from Recovery Alberta. With much of Touchstone Place's focus on the development of skills for employment and integration into community, it is important to highlight the other services that will continue to do that in Central Alberta. For example, the Alberta Supports Office in Wetaskiwin can help people with a wide range of needs access more than 30 programs and 120 services, including employment support such as job counseling, job training information, and workshops to build a resume and skills for job interviews and job search. For access to mental health services and other supports, Albertans can call 211 Alberta 24 hours a day or the Mental Health Helpline at 1-877-303-2642.